All right, we'll continue with Arizona State coach Todd Graham. The Sun Devils are home hosting Utah on Saturday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. Your first question comes on the line of Ben Harrelson, football.com.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Just wanted to get your thoughts on Josh Dobbs. He's the quarterback that you recruited a couple years ago. Just what kind of quarterback did you see out of him when you did recruit him?
He's at Tennessee, right?
Yeah, he's at Tennessee. Just played Alabama.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was. Obviously, he's our kind of guy. Great character kid. Very strong arm. Very accurate arm. Great. You know, we thought he was a great decision maker and character kid that fits our program, what we were about. So that's why we recruited him.
Okay, Coach. Thank you.
All right.
Your next question comes on the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
I know coaches have tunnel vision about the next practice, the next game, but have you found yourself looking at the South Division standings a little bit more this year, considering there are five teams that are still decidedly in it this late in the season?
No, I think it's pretty much the same way that it is. I mean, same way last year. I mean, no one ever goes through this thing, undefeated. You know, we only lost one game last year, and that was I think that was probably a rarity. But what I do, to be really honest with you, is that we've got to win, four and five to win it, and so we got four games to get us to San Francisco, and that's what we focus on. Obviously, we're focusing on, Utah. We think this is obviously a huge game, 6-1 versus 6-1. And Coach Whittingham has done a great job. I think the teams are very similar. He's a defensive-minded guy, so am I. I think that they play extremely hard, great special teams, like to blitz a lot. So, but as far as, do I look at the standings anymore than I had before? No. I mean, all you got to do is I look at it as a single elimination tournament. You cannot afford to lose. Especially South Division games, you have to go undefeated to be in the championship. So, we're focused on Utah, but we've got four wins in conference play to get us to San Francisco, and five to get us to Pasadena.
Cool. Thank you.
Your next question comes on the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Todd, statistically, your numbers against the run don't look very good. I just wondered, is that reflective of where you guys are right now? And also, how about as that matches up with Utah and Devontae Booker?
Well, I mean, I think we're very good against the run right now. Matter of fact, a lot of stats and stuff. I mean, early in the year, we had a lot of, we had a lot of youth and gave up some big, big plays. Really, we've played outstanding defensively, USC and then Stanford. You look at the Stanford game, tell me how we are against the run. I think that it doesn't really matter. A lot of people look at all that stuff. I don't really look at it. I mean, it's how you're playing right now. And, we're playing very good defense right now against the run. And I like our size, our physicality. The biggest thing that's hurt us is giving up a big play. We give a big play against USC for a long one. Other than that, we played stellar. Against Stanford and Washington, we didn't give up hardly any big plays. They had maybe one drive on us. So your stats on the season are cumulative. It matters how you're playing now. It matters how the teams that win the conference championship, the ones that get better every single week, there's just not that much difference between one team and the next, and anybody can beat anybody. It's going to come down to the wire. So I feel very confident in where we are defensively right now.
And on another subject, what was the weather like here Saturday night? You ever been in anything like that?
I'm telling you, I've never been in a place that the wind was blowing 60 miles an hour in every direction. I mean, it was the wind was unbelievable. It was as bad conditions that I think I've been around. I mean, I've been around a lot of bad conditions, but it was a challenge, and it was obviously with the kicking game was a major challenge, and I think that was a big factor for us. Our punter really punted the ball well, so but it was tough conditions, obviously, for for the offenses.
Yeah, you got to be fairly happy with the way your guys responded to that, I assume.
Oh yeah, I mean, one of the things we don't. Everybody talks about, oh, well, it's hard. You know, when I first got here, you can't win on the road. You get, oh, they struggle winning in California. You know, I don't even worry about that. I think we've won four in a row this year on the road. I want to say like seven or eight in a row in the last 2 years on the road. And just like weather, I don't worry about things I can't control. We don't worry about officiating. We educate our players and play by the rules, and you know that's why we're had the fewest penalties anybody in our league for the last 3 years straight. And so, don't worry about things you can't control. And then you know, rain, sleet, snow, whatever. I mean, our guys were actually you know fired up. It was pouring down raining in pregame, and our guys were fired up. You know, our old boys don't get to see a lot of rain.
Thank you.
Your next question comes online of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, how is Jalen a better receiver this year than he was last year after a really good year last year?
Completely different. I mean, we've had a year to develop him. Strength conditioning program in the winter and the spring training, you know, summer program, just physically, mentally more mature, just in every way. I mean, not even the same guy. I mean, he's really a special player and he's just begun. I mean, he's just begun to develop. He's got a big, huge upside. I mean, he's a special player.
And when you are forced to go back and forth between quarterbacks, be it by injury or whatever, how much do a lot of people, they make a lot out of chemistry between quarterbacks and receivers. How much do you buy into that? And is there an adjustment period going from Taylor to Mike and then back to Taylor?
You know, yeah, of course. I think there's a little bit of an adjustment. I mean, I think that, you know, what we do is we really mesh our guys up. So we, you know, Taylor and Mike have thrown an enormous amount of balls to Jalen. And, you know, there's certain routes that we run with each one of them, so you get a feel for it. And, yeah, I do. I think there is a chemistry that develops, and we don't let them throw. We only have them throw to certain people. We don't throw to, it's hard to time up with a whole bunch of different guys. So we're very specific on the routes and very specific on the things that we do as far as developing that timing. And so, yeah, I mean, you look at the, you know, Taylor coming back, he'd been out 6 weeks and, 60-mile-an-hour wind and all that. I thought, man, I mean, it was just challenging of a situation. And then their defense, I mean, their defense, I'm telling you, they got some big-time players on that defense. They're, the corner, the pass rushers, the linebacker, I mean, they were pretty tough.
Gotcha. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Your next question comes on line of Kyle Goon, Salt Lake Tribune.
Todd, I've read that you may have some injuries in this upcoming game. Do you think that will affect you going against Utah's pass rush, their number one in sacks this week?
Christian is probably not going to play this week, but we got a lot of confidence in Stephon McCray. He came in and did a great job for us, and, it's just like anything, you hate to lose one of your top guys for this week, and it's pretty doubtful he'll play. I think I expect him back the next week, but just a little sprain. But yeah, it's kind of part of the game. Anytime you have injuries, it don't help you. But on the same hand, man, we've got a very, very good offensive football team, and our whole deal is, you know, own the football, take care of the football, and no negatives, and we score. You know, so I've got a lot of confidence in our guys, and we know what we're going up against. You know, Coach is Whittingham is one of the best around, you know, defensively, and they did a great job against defending us last year. But, you got to go into the game with the guys you got and get after it. But that's no excuse for us not to do well. And we know we've got a challenge and a very, very well-coached team we're going up against defensively.
USC had actually a pretty good first quarter against Utah's defense and seem to handle their pass rush pretty well throughout. Is there something you can kind of take from that or learn from that?
Well, they're a blitzing defense, much like we are. You know, one of the things that helps us is, you know, we blitz more than anybody, you know, defensively, and that's how they create that pass rush is by pressuring. And so I think our guys are pretty prepared for that, you know, because, you know, they see it every day in practice. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, you gotta take care of the football. You know, the team that wins the turnover battle is the one that usually wins the games in the Pac-12. And then, you know, you, special teams, I think, will be a big factor because of field position, and they are very, very solid in special teams. And I feel like we're playing our best right now, special teams-wise. So, you know, it's going to come down, obviously, to defense and turnovers. So, you know, and we're playing our best defensive football right now. So it'll be a heck of a game. It'll be it's one we're looking forward to.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. We have one additional question.
Your next question comes from the line of Josh Furlong, KSL.com.
Coach, last year you faced off against Travis Wilson, and he'll get the start this week. So what do you see from him that is different this year, but also what do you see from Kendall Thompson in case he plays?
Both of them very athletic, extend plays. You know, Travis is, man, 6'7". He's a guy that really he's got a great – throws a great deep ball. And a guy that you can tell that they've developed a lot of confidence in him over the last few weeks. And he just maturity. You can tell he's a year older and mature. And I think the thing that's helped him more than anything is the resurgence of the run game with Booker, you know, the running back. I think he's been the one that's really, you know, provided stability over there. And then you can see that confidence, you know, in Travis as well.
Okay, that'll do it for today. Appreciate your time, Todd, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.